Hey, welcome back to the KCII PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Mid-Prairie Senior Carter Harmson. Carter, great to have you on, and congrats.
Thank you.
Carter, 12-0 are the Golden Hawks so far on this campaign. A fantastic start to the season. I want to talk about one game that happened this week, 76-71 win over Williamsburg. That was on Monday night. Two top 10 teams duking it out. You guys got up. They were able to come back in the fourth, but you're able to hold on. But first off, Carter, what was that atmosphere like at Mid-Prairie High School on Monday, when possibly, you know, a little preview of what could come maybe in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere with the two teams being similar in location, and also the fundraiser for Trevor Moen going on that same night. There's a lot of people in the gym. It made it really fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a high-scoring affair. So what got you guys going on the offensive end?
Well, our team likes to play defense. We try to push ourselves on the defensive side of the ball. So when they came out scoring, we kind of had to readjust, and we changed our game plan a little bit to match them.
Mm-hmm. You finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds in that contest. How about you? What allowed you to get going on that night?
Nothing specifically. We just moved the ball well as a team, and when I got open shots, I'd take them and tried to make as many as I could.
Well, you mentioned your team predicates themselves on the defensive end, so let's just assess how you guys have looked on that end here in your 12-0 start. What are some good things you saw, and what do you think needs to be cleaned up still?
Our press has been working well to force a lot of turnovers on the other team. We just need to work on second chance shots, limiting those, and getting a lot more rebounds, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. How about offensively? Same thing with that question.
Offensively, we work the ball well. We get a little stagnant at times, but we just need to keep working on moving the ball and finding the open man.
Mm-hmm. You're the leading scorer for the Golden Hawks, but you guys have a lot of weapons. Five players that average at least 7 points. Anyone can really go off any given game. How big is that from a depth standpoint to have a lot of scores?
For sure, it's definitely nice to have, because other teams can't just focus on me. They can't just focus on one certain player, because if they do that, the other guys will just step up and start scoring themselves.
Mm-hmm. Carter, you're a veteran. You've been around a long time. But specifically, what part of your game do you think has improved the most so far this year?
Since the past 2 years, I'd say my playmaking has improved a lot. Doesn't really show too much on the stat sheet, but I'd say just being able to find the open man to get in one more for an open shot, or just finding him to take an open shot, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Your team is full of seniors, full of veterans, but specifically you, what type of leadership role have you taken on for this team? How would you describe yourself as a leader?
I'd say in game, I try to keep everyone on track. We all try to focus on the main task, which is winning each game individually. And if I do see something, I try to bring it to the team so they can all recognize that too, so we can get the win.
Mm-hmm. Mid-Prairie has such a rich tradition in basketball, and really for the last decade or so, been trying to get back up to the expectations for a conference title. Well, you're back there now. How cool is it to be a part of that class that's really getting Mid-Prairie back to what we are so used to seeing?
Oh, it's definitely awesome. It's great to be a part of this, thinking back to my childhood when I was growing up and Mid-Prairie was really good and they went to state. Now being able to start off on that, on the right foot, I guess, hopefully making it to state at the end of this year, but it's really special.
Mm-hmm. And the goals is to make the state, as you said. Now, what's got to be done to be able to fulfill that prophecy? Keys to the rest of the season are what?
Staying healthy. That's the main thing, staying healthy with all the games we've been playing recently and just staying together as a team.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Fun questions here for you, Carter. If you could play one-on-one with anyone, who would that be and why?
I don't know. I'd say LeBron probably, because he's one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
All right.
Definitely don't know if I'd score, but it'd be fun to play against him.
Hey, there you go. Do you have a superstition before every game?
Not really. I I switch things up here and there between games, so whatever works for that week is what I do, I guess.
Okay. What's the music sound like in the locker room before the game?
It's all rap.
Getting outside of basketball here, Carter. Well, when you graduate, have you thought about what next year will bring for you?
Yeah, I'd like to study business somewhere, and if I am playing basketball, that'd be fun, but definitely studying business.
Okay, so why business?
My dad and mom run a business, and growing up through the years, being able to work in that's one of my interests, and I think I'd like to do that with the rest of my life.
All right, well, last thing here, Carter. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
For sure. Our team as a whole likes to stretch out in the locker room before the games, doing a lot of partner stretching. And then once it comes to game time in the warm layup lines, we get shots up, try to get nice and loose, running up and down the court.
Well, Carter, congrats on the start of the season and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Mid Prairie's Carter Harmsen, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Carter is averaging 20 points and 8 rebounds for the undefeated Golden Hawks. We'll have more of the PM Sports page after this on A1FM KCII.